Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, too, you can do that. It's marsiliins@gmail.com. It's marsiliins@gmail.com. Now, this week, I wanted to share an article that I got from Foremost Insurance, one of our insurance companies. They handle all of your manufactured home needs, dwelling fire needs, ATVs, motorcycles, autos, boats, jet skis. They handle a lot of stuff, so definitely give them a check out. But I think they're best known for their manufactured home program, and I gotta say, it is top notch. It's one of the best, if not the best, manufactured home insurance products that we offer here at our agency. One of the biggest ones that I really, really like when it comes to the Foremost manufactured home product is that if you have an older mobile home, like a manufactured home that's maybe 25 or 30 years old, you can still get replacement cost on a manufactured home that old. You will have to insure it for replacement cost, of course, but you can purchase that for the manufactured home. So if you got a manufactured home that was built back in like 1990 or was manufactured back in 1990, you can get replacement cost on it. I believe I have one from 1985 that I have replacement cost on. Again, the premium is going to cost you a little bit to have replacement cost, but that is one thing that makes Foremost stand out from other manufactured insurers. One that's right behind them is American Modern. American Modern will do replacement cost up to, I think, 20 years. So if you've got a manufactured home that's 25 years old, you're out of luck. It's going to be actual cash value. Frankenmuth does manufactured homes, and for them, they'll do replacement up to 10 years. But then after that, it's going to be actual cash value. So truly, Foremost is the only one that we represent that will do replacement cost on older manufactured homes. So, hey, give us a call. I'll be glad to give you a quote on your manufactured home if you live in the state of Michigan. Now, their article today talks about making the most of summer music festivals and outdoor concerts. I kind of looked at the tips that they have here, and you know, you could use these tips not only for music festivals or concerts, but I mean any type of outdoor festival, you know, like an art in a park type festival, a Taste of Whatever festival. Coming up here, we've got Taste of Grand Rapids happening, a really, really big event. You know, going to an amusement park, going to a venue that's outdoors, an outdoor attraction area or something like that, these tips will fit in great. So it doesn't matter, you know, if you're going to a Kid Rock concert or you're going to Taste of Grand Rapids, the tips that we have here will help in either case, and that's what I like. So again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right hand side of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and you should be able to get to the blog post for today. If you're listening to this later, then you can most certainly go to the archive and find the blog post for Summer Festival Tips is the title of this blog post today. Now, the first one I want to share with you is always wear sunscreen. It's a given. You're going to be outdoors. Hopefully, it's going to be sunny where you're going. Even if it's partly cloudy, you still want to have some sort of sunscreen protection on, because UV rays will still hit you even in partly cloudy weather. So you definitely want to make sure that you use sunscreen before you go. Make sure that you reapply it every 2 hours, or if you're in an area where you've gotten wet, where like you're at a water park, or you know, something to the, you're at the beach or something to that effect, and the opportunity for the sunscreen to wash off. Obviously, when you get out of the water, get yourself dry, and then reapply the sunscreen. One thing I did learn in a newscast from several months ago, I think it was about the time that spring break was going on, they talk about when you do use sunscreen, make sure that you look to make sure that the sunscreen is still good. There is a best-by date for sunscreen. Sunscreen, once it gets to a certain point, it will start to break down and protect you less and less. So you always want to check the expiration date on your sunscreen. Make sure that you have current sunscreen. Get the highest SPF that you can, because you don't want to burn out there, of course. But again, those are some things to keep in mind. Always wear sunscreen. Reapply it every 2 hours, or if you get out of water, immediately reapply it. And then watch the expiration date. And of course, get the highest SPF possible. This next one is kind of a hit and miss depending on where you go. It says bring plenty of food and water. The energy and excitement in a great live music is uncontainable. Cheering, jumping, dancing is physically exhausting. You typically don't notice until it's over. That's why you need to be nourished and hydrated. They recommend that making sure that you stay hydrated, drinking lots of water. If you're in a venue where you're consuming alcohol and stuff like that, that's not a good thing. Those are dehydration type drinks. So you want to make sure that if you do drink a beer, make sure that you chase it down later with a bottle of water, just to keep yourself hydrated and avoid any cramps or headaches, dizziness, that kind of stuff that can come with getting dehydrated. Then also you want to make sure that you keep some healthy snacks with you. They talk about this. I mean, it depends on the venue. There are some concerts where you can't bring anything in. You have to buy everything at the venue. If you do that, that's fine. I'm sure that there are places that sell bottled water, that sell healthier snacks like nuts and stuff like that, that you can pick up rather than the fried crap that you typically see at a, you know, concert festival type thing. If you're in an area where you are able to bring your food with you, definitely keep it in a cooler, keep it on ice, refill as necessary, rehydrate as necessary, but definitely make sure that you keep your energy levels up by nourishing your body with healthy snacks like nuts and dried fruit, stuff that's simple to keep in your pocket, keep in a purse, keep in a backpack, travel with you. And then, of course, keeping water with you. Try to drink as much water as you can to stay hydrated, especially as temperatures begin to rise. Now, the third thing is something you may want to consider. Think twice about bringing your electronics. Here it talks about, bringing a tablet or a fancy camera where it can get muddy, stolen, stuff like that. Yeah, you definitely want to decide what you're going to do as far as your electronics. Bringing a fancy camera to a summer festival, a lot of these summer concerts and stuff, they do not allow professional type cameras. They consider professional type cameras as ones with removable lenses. I can't tell you how many times that I've gone to a concert and they had that right on there. You can bring in your cell phone, You can bring in like a Instamatic camera or a, you know, like a small digital camera. Anything with a removable lens, no go. Ain't no way. Partially, I think they do that because they've hired photographers to go in and take professional pictures already for people to purchase or look at online. So of course they don't want that competition. And then again, having the big old lenses, you're gonna have a big old flash, and that's gonna ruin the concert for everybody else. So definitely take a look at what you can and can't bring to the festival or outdoor attraction. Highly recommend that you don't bring your fancy camera just because it could get broken, lost, stolen, damaged. You may not even be able to bring it into the venue, so therefore you're going to have to lock it in your car. Tablets, yeah, no. That probably wouldn't be a good idea because you're there to enjoy the concert. You're there to enjoy the outdoor festival. You know, to be at a concert, sitting on your phone, tweeting about it, I mean, come on. You're there to enjoy the music, to enjoy the atmosphere. Don't bury your head in your phone or in your tablet. Just go there and have a good time. If you are going to bring those items, if the value is over like $200 or $300, I highly recommend that you schedule those items on your homeowner's or your renter's policy so that in case something does happen, again, when you schedule items, there's no deductible, and then the perils go to what's called a quote-unquote open peril, which basically means anything that's not excluded is covered. So, you know, I mean, stuff like intentional damage is not covered, but mysterious disappearance is. So you can't say somebody stole your tablet or stole your camera. It was just sitting there and then it was gone. You accidentally left it on top of your car and drove away. You know, stuff like that would be considered mysterious disappearance. And again, if your item is scheduled on your policy, you would have coverage, and then there would be no deductible. And then the last tip that I want to share with you, because I want you to go to the original article and read all the tips, because it is a great article for anybody that wants to go out to a summer outdoor concert or a festival or something like that. The last one is be strategic where you park and plan ahead. Plan ahead if you're going to, like, let's say you're going to go to Great America. You can go online, take a look at the maps, kind of look and see where you would want to park in the parking lot. You want to find some place that's convenient, that's easy to remember, and of course, at the end of the day, there's an easy out. You know, those parking right in front of the park, yeah, they're going to get in there quicker, but at the end of the day, when everybody wants to leave, guess who's going to be able to go out first? Those people that are parking further back in the parking lot. So, of course, you know, choose your parking space carefully. So that way, when you get there, you know exactly where you're going to park. You can drive right to it. You're not wandering around like some looky-loo trying to find, well, where do we want to park? Do we want to park here? Do we want to park there? Oh, there's a spot there. Oh, no, somebody took that spot. What about this spot over here? By planning where you're going to park ahead of time, cuts through all that. You can go right to your parking spot, get out, and you'll be able to go in there and enjoy the festival or park. At the end of the day, you can come out, and you can easily leave. Now, it does recommend that, you know, you can keep your valuables and everything in your trunk if possible. Definitely keep it out of plain view so as people walking by can't look in and say, hey, there's a purse, or hey, there's a camera. That looks cool. I think I'll break the window and take it. Definitely don't leave any valuables in plain sight. Keep them in your trunk if you have one. If you don't, if you're in a van or something like that, then, you know, get a small Rubbermaid container or something that you can keep your stuff in. Be careful when you're storing food, electronics, medicines, that kind of stuff in the car. Make sure that it's in a cooler or in a cool spot because, you know, vehicles do heat up and oftentimes they can go over 100 degrees in certain situations. So if you've got, you know, sensitive electronics, you know, food, water, medicine, that kind of stuff that are heat sensitive, definitely keep them in a cooler or keep them in a cool place. So again, I want you to go to our website. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, smartphone, laptop or tablet. It's all the same address as mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And read the article. Lower right-hand side is the on the landing page is the link to Let's Talk Insurance. You'll go to the full blog post where I talk about what I talked about today, and then there's a link to the full article. I'd like for you to go to the full article and read it from Foremost themselves. Well, looks like that's going to do it for this week. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, again, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, all the same address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send an email, maybe you have a question, maybe you got a claim that you're dealing with, you're not understanding what the adjuster or your agent's telling you, I'll be more than happy to see if I can answer that question for you. You can send those questions to marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I hope you have a very happy and safe summer week. Take care.